Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And good morning. I'm Jeff Bossert filling in for Dave Dickey today on the opening market report. Look at some of the news items of this hour. Stocks are moving sharply higher in early trading as Russia appeared to soften its position in Ukraine. The early gains put the Standard & Poor's 500 index back in record territory following a slump the day before. Bond prices and gold declined as traders moved money out of safe pay assets. Oil prices also fell. Traders were relieved that Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered troops participating in military exercises near Ukraine to return to their bases. And the Dow jumped 168 points to 16,316 as of 9:20 Eastern, but we'll check that again in a moment. S&P rose 18 points and NASDAQ gained 38 points. In Europe, major stock indexes also rebounded from sharp declines on Monday. In other news, U.S. pork packers in the cash markets are expected to again pay higher prices for market-ready hogs today, following a surge in prices the day before amid a widespread trend of tightening supplies. U.S. pork processors are bidding steady, with yesterday's prices to $2 higher on a live basis, with prices mostly ranging from 50 cents to a dollar higher than the prior sales. Top prices at the terminal markets range from $70 to $79 per 100 pounds on a live basis after climbing higher in the prior sales, particularly in regions where producers face extremely cold temperatures and sold fewer hogs as a result. As temperatures have moderated from the extreme cold facing parts of the upper Midwest and western Corn Belt early in the week, dealers anticipate slightly more hogs are likely to be marketed for slaughter for the remainder of the week. Right now, as the Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 16,333.55, S&P 1868.51, NASDAQ at 4340.67. In a moment, we'll get a look at the markets with Ellen Dearden at AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Right now, I'll take a look at the weather for the growing areas with meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Bitter cold temperatures continued across a big part of the U.S. Midwest yesterday afternoon, but we are still in that recovery mode that will send the temperatures higher over the next several days. Temperatures yesterday afternoon were in the single digits and teens across a big part of the Midwest. Most of those single digit readings occurred from the Dakotas and Minnesota, parts of Iowa, into northern Illinois. There were a few other locations as well, but the southern parts of the Midwest saw afternoon temperatures running mostly in the teens and 20s, and we even saw 20 and 30 degree temperatures yesterday, March the 3rd, all the way down into central portions of Texas and the entire U.S. Delta. These temperatures extremely unusual for this time of the year and set records, of course, over the last several nights from Canada to the Gulf Coast states. While the coldest air is abating, and we are going to see an improving trend across a big part of the country as we move forward over the next few days. Now, some of the northern parts of the Midwest are going to see a little bit of a setback, though, as we get to the weekend, as a colder air mass briefly shovels through the region. Now, that particular cold air mass will also be preceded by some light snow. In fact, over the next two or three days, we're going to see occasional snow working its way across the northern parts of the region. Most of that snow is expected to be light, but it will be varied enough so the travel might be a little hazardous across parts of the northern states as we go forward through these next few days, with little pockets of heavier snowfall expected that would reduce visibilities all of a sudden. But for the most part, the snow is expected to be disorganized and mostly light, and we'll likely see the majority of it this morning across the Great Lakes region, and then later today and overnight tonight, we'll see the precipitation most significant coming out of the Dakotas and parts of Nebraska. And shifting east-southeastward across the heart of the Midwest. But we will see the precipitation diminish as it moves southeastward, and that will likely leave portions of the Ohio River Basin unaffected by significant precipitation. Another wave of snow is likely to move across the upper Midwest and the northern plains as move from Thursday night into Friday, and that too will likely diminish quite a bit as it moves southeastward through the Midwest, and a surface high pressure system will follow it. We'll likely see the temperatures turning cooler behind that particular event, and clearing skies will likely occur as well with a little break in all the precipitation. Most of the moisture content in the snow this week is not expected to be very impressive. We'll likely see a few hundredths of an inch upward upwards to, maybe as much as a quarter of an inch from any one of the little snow events, but from many areas we'll only see moisture totals running up to about 15 hundredths of an inch. The precipitation is not expected to have much of an impact on the moisture profile across the region. We still have a lot of frost in the ground across the Midwest, and that still raises some concern if we start seeing some heavier precipitation a little bit later this month, because the potential for flooding will be higher than usual until we can get some of that frost out of the ground and allow for moisture to soak deeper into the soil. I don't see any heavy precipitation events coming up for a while, and that'll be a blessing. We do expect the temperatures to be still cooler than normal for a big part of the next 5 days. The afternoon temperatures today across the Midwest will be mostly in the teens and 20s. We'll look for a few 30s, though, in the southernmost parts of the region. And then we'll look for the temperatures tomorrow afternoon to perhaps warm just a little bit, but you won't notice it too much. Afternoon temperatures will be mostly in the teens and 20s across the northern Midwest, and some 20s and 30s will occur in the south. And as we move on out a little bit later in the week, 30s and some 40s will likely take place as we move into Thursday. And most temperatures at night are likely to run in the positive negative single digit readings across the northern parts of the Midwest, but everybody else is probably going to see some teens in lower 20s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
And taking a look now at the current tech winter wheat for May, 639.5, that's down 6.5. March wheat 623.75, down 3. May 625, now 626, down 5.5. March corn 463, down 1. May 471.25, up 3/4. July 475.5, up 475.5, up 3/4. September 474, unchanged. December 476, down 0.5. March beans 1413.25, up 6. May 1414.25, up 5. July 1385.75, up 4.25. August 1334.5, up 3.75. March mean meal 462.40, up 1.10. May 451.60, up 1.10. March bean oil 42.19, that's up 0.08. May bean oil 42.69, up 31. April live cattle 144.57.5, up 45. June live cattle 135.50, up 60. March feeder cattle 172.075, that's up 30. April 173.85, up 77.5. And April lean hogs at 108.97.5, that's up 30. Joining me on the phones to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden at Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Jeff.
What are you seeing in some of this movement, slightly up in beans and slightly down in the corn right now?
Well, the market's kind of jumpy in here. Certainly the grabbing headlines yesterday about Ukraine and Russia seem to have gone into page 3, or at least the lower part of the fold. And, people don't seem to be quite as nervous with the uncertainty of whether Russian troops were going to come in and take over more of the Ukraine. My guess is we really overdid things to the upside yesterday. We'll probably try to soften things just a hair. Wheat was the leader yesterday. Beans couldn't really do much of anything because the meal couldn't. So I think I will be watching the meal today, and if that can firm up, we'll see some bull spreading in these beans. Certainly the wet weather in Mato Grosso is favoring double cropping of beans rather than double cropping of corn after the first bean crop gets taken off, and that may be some pressure on the back months of these soybeans today.
What about the corn fundamentals? Trade's beginning to think about the possibility of starting later to plant corn.
U.S. plantings will be late. I don't care how late it's going to be. That will be a firming factor in this. December corn's probably going to find awfully good support here in the 460 range. That's still 15 cents below where we're trading now. An upside, we need to get above 480 on a closed basis to open the door to anything higher.
What else are you looking at in the next week or so?
We're certainly watching the weather pretty carefully, both in the U.S. and in South America. If South American harvest can pick up, that's going to remove a lot of the bullishness in the old crop bean trade, at least for the next several weeks. Talking about imports of Brazilian beans into the U.S. Southeast, is kind of overhanging the market as well.
Anything else you're looking at this morning?
I'm watching the livestock pretty carefully. Certainly this cattle market looks like it's pretty far ahead of itself. And the April hogs have a huge premium to the cash market. I'm not real crazy about that.
Yeah, I just read that pork packers and cash markets are expected to again pay higher prices with the surge yesterday.
Certainly the wholesale prices could support some higher Fed prices for these hogs, but I think the April hog futures are ahead of themselves.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ellen. Ellen Dearden at AgReview in Morton, Illinois, taking again a look quickly at the current tick. No activity for the March winter wheat, but May, 692 and three quarters down 7.5. March wheat, 623 and three quarters down 3. March corn, 462 and three quarters down 1.25. May, 470 and a quarter down now 3/4. March beans, 1413 up 5.75. May, 1412 and three quarters now up 3.5. And 46 in March bean meal, 462.40 up 1.10. It's 19 degrees on Friends Plaza. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 901.